Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hello, hello, everybody. Episode 329 of your Scope program. Coming at you. Very, very exciting. Jared's in the house. I'm in the house. And unfortunately, real life breathing Adam.
I'm back, you absolute wankers.
Oh, Adam not here, but his robot replacement, Adamatic, is back in the house and he's feisty.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, well, I'm sure he'll be chiming in. Guess what, Jared? It is part two of our not quite
I'm
summer.
Adam Static.
Oh, he's Adam
Static. He's going up. We're getting into some summer foods past from 2024. So that's going to be very, very exciting. Part two of that. We've got nine new foods to try. Jared, I have one question to ask you before we get into this. This is a bit of a non sequitur. But I'm going to ask anyway, and we want to keep it neat and sweet.
Yes.
Does anyone at your workplace know that you do podcasting?
Yeah. Yeah, I've talked about it.
And do they ever ask you, like, hey, what's your podcast? And do you tell them?
No, they don't seem that curious.
All right. Okay.
I mean, most people, when they see me on camera from home, have seen the equipment and they're like, whoa, look at that setup. And that's where I'm like, yeah, I do a podcast.
Yeah. I asked because it came up in one of my meetings, like the larger group meetings where people were talking about, oh, you have a really good voice. And, you know, I think we were talking about like jobs that we wanted mm-hmm. as kids. And I said, oh, I wanted to be a weatherman. I wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to be a radio DJ. Like, oh, you could do a podcast. And I was like, actually, here's my mic. And they're like, oh, and
I'm
like,
yeah.
I'm like, I've been podcasting for a long time. And then somebody off.
You heard of Shainer and the Ween?
Somebody asked me off camera, like, could I find out what your podcast is? And I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm really willing to share it, just because, you know, sometimes we talk political stuff and my new workplace is not quite as bleeding heart liberal as my previous jobs. So I was like a little hesitant. I mean, I never talk about work, I never mention that stuff specifically, but I was just like, I haven't been there long enough for people to stop in and then, you know, maybe not agree with me. But yeah, I just thought I would ask that question to see if you shared the knowledge of your podcasting abilities with your coworkers.
I'm an open book. Ask me anything.
Adam, do you ever go on into your mainframe and share your podcasting skills, Mr. Robot?
That's too much to ask.
Oh, yeah, we just said you're an open book. Wow. Yeah,
he's really playing mind games with us.
Yeah, he is. What a jerk.
Give and take.
Okay, well.
Oh, wow, yeah. Now he's getting very philosophical, and we don't need that from an AI robot. So how about we do this, Jared? Let's push on to part two of our latest Scope Dope or Scope Note. We'll do it without Adam, but it still is going to be a great time. So take a quick break, and we'll be back with more. Episode 329, your Scope program, right after this.
Weather and traffic on the nines.
Folks, you think that Robot Adam, Adamatic Adam Static, as he's now dubbed himself, Adam Blastic, you think that costs money? Yeah, it costs money. I mean, not really. This is just a free website I'm using. But you know what could cost money? But you know what does cost money? Treats that we sample for you, give you that that experience, that in-the-moment evaluation of what these big corporate products bring to you. That costs money.
Hundreds of dollars, Jared.
And all we're asking from you is $1 an episode. You can give more, but bare minimum, $1 per episode. You can do that at patreon.com/thescopeshow. Now, I know you probably have a budget for like extracurricular stuff. You're probably deep in the OnlyFans. I'm not here to judge, but I'm just saying you can probably spare a dollar an episode. And we don't do these shows that often. So, right. you know, it's not even beer money, would be my guess. It's probably and, like a big grab of Doritos at the store. That's what's going to cost your year. Anyway, thescopeshow.com.
No foot worship on this show, by the way. So bring some of that OnlyFans money over here.
Here's the thing. Shane can't see that the time on the bed is running out. So when he interjects and I have to let him finish, I just have to accept that we're going to run out of music. And you're going to hear the throw to Patreon without any sort of embellishment. And that's what this is. That is what this is. Patreon.com/thescopeshow for more information. And now back to the show. As soon as I put the pot back up so it's at normal volume. Again, $1 per episodes. Bye.
Hey everybody, welcome back to episode 329 of The Scope. Yes, we are a professional operation. We've been doing this for 15 years. I don't know, but yet I still interrupt Jared. I still stumble over words.
It's part of the charm, folks.
It's part of the charm. You know, we're rough around the edges. We're ragtag, as they say in the business.
Apiscode.
Whoa. Apiscode. Atomatic. Adam Blastic. He's
Adam Static.
He's got his own way of saying things. Apiscode. Okay. Well, you know, we'll come back to you when we feel it's important, okay?
Oh, I was waiting for him to respond, but he's quiet. Nothing. Listen, everybody, we're back with part two of Scope Dope or Scope Nope, our Not Quite Summer Food Fest 2024 edition. We're back for our second part of our investigation of all the past summer food flavors. We've got 9 more spectacularly bizarre foods to sample.
Ah.
For those of you that
don't know. I only had 8, but I've got 9.
Nine. Yeah, so there will be no ties, Jared. There will be a winner. In terms of the dope or nopeness
scoop
of it
or
all.
Scoop no up.
No up?
Replay that. What did he say?
Scoop dupe or scoop no up.
See, the no up part is exposing this as a computer product again. Anyway.
Scoop dupe or no up?
I wanted to say scoop dupe or scoop noop, but you apparently decided it was no op. You just did call an audible at the end there.
Right.
What happens if I do it this way?
Scoop dupe or scoop nup.
Nope.
It's not there. It's not there. AI is not replacing us. Okay.
Scoop dupe or scoop nup.
Nope. N-U-P-E. That he pronounced it nip. Okay. What a guy. What a character. He's got his own mind.
Wow. You sound a little bit like Trump right there. What a guy.
What a what guy this guy is. We love him though, don't we? Yeah.
So for those of you that don't know, if we love the food that we're testing, it's a solid dope. We don't like it. It's a nope. Devastating nope, by the way.
Devastating.
Because this, our seal actually goes on packaging when they release it. Hey, it's got a scope dope. You better buy
devastation.
It. Devastation. So let's start tasting, Jared. We've got a lot to choose from. Let me just give a quick update of what we're going to be sampling tonight. We got the Oreo mint chip flavored cookies, Mountain Dew Freedom Fusion, tangy pickle Doritos, tangy ketchup Doritos, hot mustard Doritos. So it's essentially
hot
hamburger topping Doritos is what we got. We've got Sprite Chill, which I only ever saw once. Hostess Meltemons, I think that's how they're pronounced.
Okay.
And Liberty Chill, which is a third Mountain Dew flavor in their red, white, and blue series for the summer. So we've got a lot of interesting things to try. And let's kick it off with the delicious cookie. Let's go down here. Oreo. Actually, I'm going to do an audible, Jared. We're going to start with the Mountain. We've got so much soda. We got to start with the soda. Let's start with Mountain Dew Star Spangled Splash. It's dew with the blast of red berry flavor with other natural flavors.
It's that mystery red berry that only exists in the artificial realm.
Yeah. Some say it's a mix. Some people are saying it's a mix of raspberry and strawberry. Howard Trump would say that. People are saying it's raspberry and strawberry. It's spiced. That's what they're going to say.
People have never had a flavor such as this in the world. I don't know. I don't have it down.
It's not bad. It's not bad, Jared.
He's got like a way of talking like now that just like it's like the same pattern over and over again.
Yeah,
let's not talk about him. We're here to talk about freedom.
Let's talk about freedom.
Liberty. Yeah, I mean, Star Spangled.
Star Spangled.
That's what this is.
This is red, Jared. This is the red and the red, white, and blue of our beloved
flag. We're going in order. I like that.
Yep. I don't play around. Here we go. That red berry, I'm always hesitant about that. I don't like a mix of raspberry and strawberry. I like just strawberry. So this could be tricky. It does immediately to the smell.
It smells like red.
It smells like red. It smells like Mountain Dew.
Okay.
I don't drink a lot of the regular Mountain Dew, Jared, so I'm curious if you can draw a comparison between this and like Code Red.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting one. Yeah, this is in the Code Red realm. This is in that area. It's Code Red is more cherry though. That has a very specific cherry flavor. This is just generic red berry, whatever that is meant to be. I don't know. When it comes to flavor science, is red berry like a codified flavor?
I don't know, but I mean, I've always thought that it was just like a mixed berry between raspberry and strawberry somewhere in there.
Let's see what the Google AI overview says. There are several scientific aspects to red berry flavor. This is my search, by the way, red berry flavor science. So this is where we're getting the science angle, including miracle fruit, also known as miraculin. This is a small West African berry containing a chemical that can make a sour acidic food taste sweet. Phenolic compounds, volatile compounds, Callista hops. Wow.
None of this sounds
red berry infusions are high in flavonoids, which are important for anti-aging.
This seems like AI is just trying to pull one over on us.
I love how it always ends with generative AI is experimental. Yeah, no shit.
Right. So listen, Star Spangled Splash is definitely red berry. I immediately got more raspberry than I did strawberry. I mean, in a way, it kind of like there's a line that you draw between Coke Spiced, which has that strong raspberry flavor, and what you get in Star Spangled Splash. But it's a little mellower. It's not quite as so overt. So maybe that's a little bit of that strawberry flavor, cutting that down a little bit. And then you have that typical Mountain Dew tang. I don't know what I think about this in terms of a review. So I'm curious to hear what you say, and then I'm going to base what I say off of your words.
This is inoffensive, but also not very flavorful. I really wanted it to hit me in the face with flavor. A Code Red, I think, in my recollection, is definitely more pronounced in how it tastes. This is very subtle. And honestly, it's not doing a lot for me. For the red flavor in our trio of red, white, and blue flavors, I really wanted this to come out and set the tone
to pop.
And I feel like it's not giving me what I want.
Okay, Jared, I'm assuming that's a nope then, huh?
That is a nope for me. Adam Blastic, do you have any thoughts?
Pour some of that cold splash sauce on my hot chips.
Wow.
Jeez. Well, I'm going to take one more drink just to see. Yeah, it's mostly raspberry, honestly. That's the flavor that I get. I'm not going to drink a raspberry soda. It's just not my thing.
No.
I mean, it's not the worst for me. Oh, not the worst Mountain Dew I've ever had, but not one of my favorites either. So it's a nope for me.
It's a hard nope from me.
Okay, Adam, we get it. So what's that give us, Jared? Three notes.
I think if I do this and I wait a second and then I do this. Yep.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Oh boy, oh boy. The Star Spangled Summer, not off to a good start.
No. Let's see. Let's cut some of this sweetness down. Whoa, Jared's clapping in the air.
There's like a little gnat flying around. I was trying to kill it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go to a Dorito chip, Jared.
Oh, we have three to choose from.
I'm going to start with the green bag. Yes. Tangy pickle, Jared. Okay, can I read
cannot wait for you to read that text.
Listen to it. Tangy pickle Doritos are triangular tortilla chips dusted with dill pickle seasoning. Okay, so
they wasted words telling us what a Dorito was, a triangle tortilla chip.
They were first introduced in the summer of 2020. Okay. And have been reintroduced several times since in January 2021, August 2021, and after disappearing from shelves, they were previously only sold outside of the United States under the name Intense Pickle.
Hmm.
So I don't know what this means. It just says Crunch Sour Punch Tangy Pickle.
Okay.
So let's get in.
I'm
going to
try anything tortilla chip.
Oh, yeah. I mean, immediately dill up the wazoozie. Oh,
yep. That is a dill pickle.
Dill and maybe a little, you know, vinegar in there as well.
Does that have any crossover to the Bajaverse or Bajaversary?
This stays away from the Bajaverse.
This is just pure summer.
Okay.
Got a little foldy one.
That chip smells. And by the way, everything is dill pickle flavored now. You can get that in almost every chip, everything. You know, you can get it in beers, you get it in sodas. It's everywhere.
What's interesting about this is because the flavor is not colored any different than the chip, is you can't really assess how much flavor blast you're going to get from any individual chip.
Yeah.
You can sort of, if you catch it in the light a little bit, you can see some crystals and you're like, okay. I honestly don't know how this is going to hit. Let's find out.
I'm really curious.
Whoa. Okay. Oh. Interesting. I think I need one more.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Okay. Whoa. Yep. Okay.
Okay, Jared, you've digested it. What do you think?
Okay. And the second one had more flavor and therefore also had more salt, which was, I think, an improvement. This actually does a pretty good job of capturing not only like the dillness, but also the pickleness.
Yeah.
Like I'm getting, you know, my first one specifically was. Got it. Was very pickly. I almost had like a little bit of a cucumberness to it, which was kind of surprising because I didn't think they would try to go for that kind of a complexity in the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like these. Although with anything dill pickle flavored, it's sort of a short game for me, right?
Right.
I'm not eating a whole bag of pickle chips. I'm eating a few pickle chips and then I'm done with it. And I feel like that's kind of the same journey I'm on with these, which isn't to say it's bad, but it's a good experience. It's just that it's going to be in short bursts for me.
Right.
I think I'm a dope on these.
All right. Yeah. I sort of have some of the same impressions as you with the addition of like, it really does remind me of a salt and vinegar chip, you know, with a little dill on there. It has that sort of acidicness. And the other thing that is different from like a salt and vinegar or like a potato chip that's dill pickle is that corn flavor of the Dorito really comes through in the end. So like you're sort of mixing corn and pickle flavor together, which some people might not like, but it, you know, you're definitely eating a corn chip. That is something to take note of. And it changes the equation a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Again, like it certainly is. It's kind of good in that sense. It's not something you're going to slam an entire bag of. If you do, you're a weirdo. But as a specialty chip, a specialty flavor, I'm giving it a mild dope as well.
This might get you through the opening credits of an Entourage episode. And that's
right. Exactly. So
you can salt my vinegar for a price.
Oh, boy. This guy is something else.
This Adam Static, he's a player.
He really
is. This guy gets bottle service.
He really is. So, Jared, that gives us scope dope, I think.
Oh, I should do the thing.
Get out of here.
Yeah, scope dope.
Too busy playing with my toy over here.
Oh, I love it. All right. Let's keep the pace going. We're going to go straight into the white of the red, white, and blue Mountain Dew Triumvirate. This time around, we're going to be taking a drink of Freedom Fusion, Jared. I'm excited about this. It's a limited edition carbonated soft drink that combines the flavors of lemonade and peach.
Okay.
So it's another claim from our Mountain Dew friends that we've got a lemonade here. Last time we did that with mango, as you recall, it was all mango and all bad. We did not like it. It was one of the worst.
I'd like to point out we have a Freedom Eagle here. He's wearing like a pilot's, like an old timey pilot's hat. And he has a boombox in his claws.
Yeah. I mean, that is that's America, right?
That if that is not a fusion of freedom, I don't know what there is. This
he's also flying through the Grand Canyon or like the desert. If you look to the right of the Mountain Dew logo. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I see it.
Let's crack it. Lemonade is listed first. So I'm expecting lemonade to be the dominant flavor. Peach, I'm a little scared of. I generally don't like artificial peach things. So
right. Well, let's take a whiff and see if lemon or peach is front.
Okay. I'm getting both.
Yeah, I am getting
lemon and peach.
Here's the thing.
I feel like in the nose, the peach is winning a little bit.
Yeah, and the thing about like fake peach is that sometimes it's like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know, like it's a bot BO flavor or scent. You know what I mean? Like there's just a weird pungency to fake peach sometimes. And I think that's coming through a little bit. Doesn't mean it's bad. I'm just saying it doesn't smell like a fresh peach is what I'm saying.
This is someone who's a little crunchy. They use like a mineral deodorant and they swear.
Yeah.
They've never smelled better. But we know the truth.
We know. They have smelled better. Okay, let's get a sip of this bad boy.
Okay.
I'm definitely getting on my second drink and the aftertaste, the lemon comes through a little bit more. I mean, initially it felt like it was peach. But both the flavors are there.
I agree with you. Yeah. But here's the problem. Lemonade is listed first.
Yeah.
And maybe lemonade just isn't strong enough to compete with other flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always going to take a supporting role just because of that. But I really wanted this to scream lemonade and have peach as a supporting. And I feel like they're at least equal, if not lemonade being a little bit subordinate, which is kind of disappointing. That said, I'm not turned off by the peach flavor like I often am in artificial peach. So yeah, still sitting with it. Okay, you tell me what you think.
I'll jump through. I like peach. I don't even mind it as an artificial flavor, a flavor of a soda. And I appreciate the balance that they're trying to strike with it. And I also think, again, like a peach lemonade, right? If you have a flavored lemonade, oftentimes it tastes more like the flavor than it does the actual lemonade. So what you're talking about, can lemonade be forward on a flavored version of it? May not be the case. I'm giving it a mild dope just for the fact that I think it kind of checks the boxes that I want it to. Certainly better than Star Spangled Splash. Not as good as some of the other like Arctic white Mountain Dew flavors that we've had, but it's good enough to garner a mild dope or mild dope for me.
I can be forward if you ask nicely.
I'm not going to ask you, dude.
No. I took a third sip. And it sort of changed my opinion and it put it in the soft dope category for me.
Oh,
I somehow could picture myself sipping on this for the next hour and enjoying its flavor. That's not going to happen. It is in the evening. It is a weeknight. I do need to sleep at some point.
Yeah.
So the sipping will not happen, but I could imagine it happening. And I think that's just as valid as if it actually happened.
Fantastic.
And you, the listener or viewer at home, can do what you want with this. If you want to imagine me finishing this bottle, then by all means do so.
Do it.
If you want to put yourself in my shoes and imagine yourself finishing this bottle, I'm afraid you're going to have to because this is no longer available on store shelves. There.
Yeah, scope dope.
Love it. Quick recap. We're one third of the way through.
Oh, Jesus.
Liberty Chill gets a nope. But Tangy Pickle Doritos and Freedom Fusion get that dope. So
that was three items. Shane, let's go. We got to move some numbers here.
All right, next. we're talking Oreo mint chip flavored cream cookies.
I've been looking forward to the description of this. For the last 12 minutes.
I'm going to read it right now. Word for word.
Let's go.
Oreo mint chocolate chip sandwich cookies are the Oreo cookies you've always loved, but with a tasty twist on the mint chocolate chip ice cream cone.
Okay.
Celebrating a taste of summer, these chocolate cookies combine the scrumptious flavor of Oreo chocolate sandwich cookies and refreshing mint chip flavor cream with chocolatey chips. The chocolate wafer cookies also are embossed with a waffle cone weave pattern for added nostalgia, bringing you back to those hot summer days. Because you know what? Ice cream cone patterns certainly are nothing but nostalgia. And you think that's the only place they exist? Like, oh yeah, I remember when I got that waffle pattern when I was 5 years old. That's what I remember. Give me a break. All right, let's open this up. First of all, Jared, boy, oh boy, these are mint forward, and it feels like there's a lot of cream in there. Would you agree? So
did
I'm gonna
someone say scrumptious.
Well,
I'm a tasty treat in a 10-pound sack.
What?
This guy is getting randier and randier. Jared, I'm gonna throw this out for you.
These are off the specialty line too. I can see the double application of cream.
So here's the rub on this.
Okay.
Rub on. You know, when you have something that's like mint ice cream, how is that different than just a mint Oreo, right?
Yeah.
And so like, is there a distinguishing flavor difference? And I'm really curious to see if we're going to find that to be the case, right? Because this could just be like a mint Oreo, like I said. So
there are like at least the impression of little tiny chocolate chips in here.
Yes.
Is there going to be a cooling factor hint at ice cream?
And does it smell different than regular mint? Does it smell? To me, it smells like mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Yeah, green. It actually is capturing the smell pretty well.
But is that different than a regular mint cookie? Maybe a little bit. I don't know. But I'm really curious. Let's get in here and get a bite.
They really like their little crunch infusions.
Yeah. The waffle pattern only on one side of the Oreo cookie, by the way.
Gotta have a trademark Oreo on the other. Or how was it described in the last episode? They had a very specific turn of phrase.
Yeah, the base cake.
No, to describe the actual name on the cake, on the base cake. You had like a phrase for it.
I have to go. I don't even know. I can't dig into it now.
It is tasty.
Yeah. I mean, it tastes like a really solid mint cookie, right? I don't know if it's different than a regular mint cookie. I can't really tell. I wish we had one here. I mean, that's what we should be doing. We should be doing a comparison. I mean, it really has to taste like melted mint chocolate chip ice cream. That's sort of what you're going for.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's there. I just don't know if it's something that is totally different, you know? I mean, it has a lot of the same characteristics of a thin mint, if you want to know the truth. I mean, it's not that different than that, other than it's an Oreo.
I think what we want out of these specialty seasonal foods is we want an experience. We want something unique. We want to go on a bit of a journey. And I think this doesn't succeed in that. I think it's a perfectly fine cookie.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like a mint chocolate flavor, this is going to deliver, no problem.
Right.
But it doesn't feel like a unique experience. I'm not getting this is ice cream that I'm having on a chocolate cone. I'm just getting a mint Oreo, which I feel like is something that's available a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm a soft nope.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Even with that delightful waffle, nostalgic waffle pattern.
I'm going to be honest, that didn't hit me at all.
It just takes me back to those days when I'm just sitting outside of the ice cream shop. Pining for a delicious waffle cone with that waffle pattern. It just didn't push me over the edge. I'm with you. You've said all the right words. It's a perfectly.
I even said them in the right order.
Yep. Perfectly fine cookie, but it does not feel different enough from a regular mint cookie to qualify as a Slam Dunk limited edition flavor. Mild note.
Ew, scope note.
All right, buddy. We're going to go to maybe, you know what? We're going to go to another Dorito chip.
Wow.
In our, the second of our hamburger topping flavors. We're going to go to the one that I think has the most possibility to be a really good Dorito. The Dorito hot mustard flavor chip. This is going to be very interesting. It's the classic crunch of Doritos you love, Jared, combined with the first of its kind flavor, tangy hot mustard. They've like they've never done it before. Doritos is all about bold flavors that you can't find anywhere else. Go ahead and try them for yourself. Well, thank you, marketing material. On the back, it says another level of bold, zingy crunch. Let's take a smell, shall we? Ooh, it's very vinegary immediately.
Yeah.
It hits you with the vinegar flavor. It.
Which is mustard known for being vinegary?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, there are some mustards that have a vinegar component.
This is similar to the pickles, though. Not as strong, but
yeah.
And it's in that family.
And like you look at it and it just looks like a plain Dorito chip, right? I mean, there's no yellow dusting. If there is, it's the same color as the chip.
You have no idea what's in store.
Yeah, this is a surprise. Let's get in there and take a bite.
Here we go. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, God, it keeps giving.
Horseradish. You get that horsey flavor in there, right?
Holy crap.
This is like a like an Asian hot mustard.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I honestly did not know what to expect from this, and that is bracing. Good or bad, TBD. Just know that I'm going through something here.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a smaller one for my second.
Yeah, it's that horseradish type of power hit that hits you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I've got my opinion.
Go ahead.
Well, it's not a burning hot flavor. Like, it does not linger on the tongue like the mango Baja.
I just got a hit of spice, but it went away right away.
Yeah, the spice, it's,
it just kind of hits you, and it hits it and quits it.
Yeah, which is interesting. So, I mean, it ends up being a chip that you could eat a lot of, right? I mean, in the sense of, like, the spice is not going to be a deterrent. I love hot mustard stuff. Make no mistake about it. The McDonald's hot mustard dipping sauce for nuggets is my all-time favorite. It's not really that hot, to be honest with you. I was kind of hoping this would be a little bit more like that, like, just like a tiny bit of sweetness to it. It's not really a sweet. It's definitely has a, you know, a very pungent, potent hot mustard horseradishy flavor. That being said, I like it, actually. Like, I think it's a good pairing with a corn chip and that mustard. And it makes me feel like they could play a little bit with that mustard flavor and do other chips that might have that. That could even be a little bit sweeter, if you want to know the truth. But for this itself, I'm going to give it a mild dope. I mean, I feel like it's something where I could even eat a few more of these things. I think I liked it a little bit better than the tangy pickle, to be honest with you. What do you think?
You're a mild dope.
Wow.
Well, that's not nice.
It's hard to get the inflection right. I loved this. I am a strong dope on this. This is the experience that I've been talking about. Like, this put me on a journey. This was like, and each chip was like different. And it really depends on like how much spice there's on there, where it hits the tongue. This has a lot of adventure possibilities. This is something, again, I could probably eat maybe one more of these and then I'll be sated, but I really enjoyed those.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a limited flavor, Jared. Like, I've seen it sort of around, I think Walmart has carried them, maybe our local grocery store. So it might be something where it could be, you know, a bag that you bring into the rotation every once in a while.
Interesting.
But give it our final rating, my friend.
All right.
Yeah, scope dope.
All right, I love it. Well, let's cleanse the palate a bit with a soda pop. Let's go to our final Mountain Dew. This time around, it's the blue Mountain Dew Liberty Chill, my friends. It looks beautiful. It's, you know, we love these blue sodas. I shall read. Liberty Chill is 50 flavors in one flavored Mountain Dew. It has a dark midnight blue color with its flavor described as having a berry taste. It was formerly released as Liberty Brew as part of the United States promotion of 2019 and 2020 for a limited time. It did return just this past June. So it's not a brand new flavor, but it's new to us, Jared. 50 flavors in one. I don't know how that would constitute a berry flavor, but whatever. Would you like to describe what's going on in the bottle?
I would, because it took me a second to realize what was going on. I thought this was just your standard manic pixie dream girl on a motorcycle experiencing freedom. But no, if you look, you will see that this is actually Lady Liberty herself, the Statue of Liberty. She has discarded her crown. She has discarded her torch. She has mounted on what I'm presuming is an American-made motorcycle and is now, it seems like, possibly riding a motorcycle across the water. Is she that capable? Is the motorcycle magic? I don't know. She's popping a wheelie.
Jared, there's a on the right bottom side, there actually is a road. So
there's
I think
a road
she's on
across.
A road.
Okay. Maybe this is just the limited color palette of the bottle, it being blue, white, and splashes of red. It's
and
not
she's
water.
Also,
it's blue land.
She's got an Easy Rider red, white, and blue headband as well.
Yeah.
I mean, Lady Liberty's ready for the open road.
She's no longer accepting your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. It is herself who has yearned to be free, and she's going to explore the great American countryside.
Yeah. The only thing she's accepting is wind in her hair and bugs in her teeth. Well,
let's
open
see how
this
she
up.
Tastes.
let's open this up.
I have to say I'm a little dismayed at the lack of carbonated burst when I open these. Oh.
Hmm.
Do I smell 50 individual flavors?
Yeah, absolutely. I can catch them all. I don't know. Like, it just smells like a generic soda pop, a fruity soda pop.
Sounds like standard berry blue. Here we go. Okay. What was the professed primary flavor?
Berry.
Berry, helpful. Very helpful. Berry. Blueberry. Not blueberry, but blueberry.
Yep. My first thought, Jared, was like it tastes like five melted popsicles of different flavors mixed
together.
There's
like blue raspberry going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a weird, like, almost like a floral aftertaste that hits if you just sort of let it linger.
It's probably a little cherry, some strawberry. Am I getting like cedar chips? Perhaps.
Yeah. I'm getting leather couch.
Ash from a Roman candle. Mm-hmm. All of these quintessential American flavors you might have encountered in your life.
Yeah, they're all there, you know?
Yeah. One from each state. This, our flavor, tater tot hot dish.
No, I thought it was raw loon meat.
Well, that would be a choice.
I'll start it off. I think this to me represents the problem with a lot of specialty Mountain Dew flavors of the past is that it's sort of nondescript, weird, just super sweet, sugary flavor without anything to latch onto, right? I mean, it's just really sweet, cloyingly sweet. And, you know, maybe if I were 12 years old, I would love it. But as a man with a discriminating palate, it's just a really sweet, not my favorite Mountain Dew, even as a specialty drink. I give it a nope.
Wow. This is my favorite of the three.
Oh, whoa.
And I actually kind of like it. I kind of like its indiscriminate berry flavor. And I think it wants to be all things to everyone. And I think it succeeds for
that's,
me. Like,
sounds
at least
like
it's,
me.
It's a thing for me. This I'm a dope on this one.
Oh boy.
Does Adam Blastic needs to break the tie?
I wish I could taste freedom like the real boys do.
Wow.
For the real
did,
boys.
He did you could hear the DEW in when he said do. He's a clever boy.
So
Adam Blastic.
So, Jared, I think that you get, I shall give you the tiebreaker on this for one simple reason.
Okay.
You drink Mountain Dew regularly. I do not.
Okay.
So it is, if we were talking about a Coke flavor and we were split, I feel like I would have to be given the power of decision making.
Yeah, you would be the domain expert.
But this is your realm, so you give it the final score, my friend.
Okay, well, let me find the button and hit it.
Yeah, scope dope.
Wow. There you go. There it is. We've got two of the red, white, and blue. I still prefer the white myself. That was my favorite. So what are you going to do? Jared.
Yes.
This is what I think we're going to do. We're going to go to a dessert. Then we're going to go to a chip. And then we're going to wrap it up with a soda pop. So let's go to our final dessert. It's the Hostess Melt-A-More chocolate creamy caramel version. Here is the text. Jared, elevate your evenings with Hostess chocolate creamy caramel Melt-A-Mores. There it is. He's got the package. They're tiny, by the way. Kick back and indulge in a carefree moment that's sure to lighten your day. Enjoy all the flavor of a restaurant style dessert from the comfort of your own home. Warm Hostess chocolate creamy caramel Melt-A-Mores in the microwave and savor the melting center of thick lava filling, or simply eat it from the wrapper and treat your family's taste buds any time of the day. All right, so I heated mine up, but it might have cooled down. I mean, this is
I'm
what it
eating
looks
mine.
Like.
I, as they say, enjoy now.
Okay, I'm cutting.
I just want to point out this text on the wrapper.
Yeah,
it says steam illustrated to show warmth.
Okay, I cut it open. It's already dry. It's already not so creamy. Melty.
Okay. So but you're not getting that restaurant quality dessert at home as
yeah,
as
but I'm going to take a bite.
Okay. I'm just going to go in freehand here and going in.
Okay, I've got thoughts.
Okay, go ahead.
So the cake itself has a bit of like a ho-ho or a Hostess cupcake, mm-hmm. but I feel like it's a little bit more indulgent, a little bit more, you know, a little moister. The caramel filling on the inside, at least mine, was actually very like granular, like the sugar itself.
Mm-hmm.
It was like it, you know, like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it was not smooth. And I don't know if that was a factor of it being in the microwave, melting, and then, you know, hardening again. It could very well be. But I would say for a Hostess.
Mine was similar.
Yeah. So I that could be it. And, you know, maybe you get the full effect when you are talking a really warm experience out of the microwave. But. Like, not bad for a Hostess treat. I've definitely had worse Hostess things, and we've sampled them on the show before. So yeah, I mean, for me, it's a mild dope, honestly. It's fine. Mm-hmm. My guess is you get a little bit more creaminess if you heat it. If we were to go back and do it again and we don't, then I would probably kick it to the curb, but I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt.
I think I'm with you. I'm doubtful that you're going to get the lava cake like experience right out of this. Just given the texture I had at room temperature, that filling really felt more just kind of like the fluffy filling you get in a standard Hostess cupcake, right? That sort of texture. Yeah. I have no expectations that it's going to somehow liquefy and ooze out of your cake if you microwave it for 5 seconds. Like, I'm doubtful that experience is forthcoming from this. You've given me extras to try. Perhaps we will see if we can validate that. But
I'd like to know.
It's perfectly fine. It tasted good. And I think I'm also a mild dope.
Yeah. I will say that I just had a sample of the caramel filling on its own.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really taste that caramely.
Okay.
It's just sort of like sugary sweet. But, you know, on the scale of Hostess snacks, it's towards the better end. So score away, my friend.
Yeah, scope dope.
All right. So now we land on the last addition to our summer foods that I found in stores. And this is going to be a controversial selection that I don't know what it's going to be. You're going to have strong reactions to it. We've got the Doritos. It's the third of our hamburger toppings. Tangy ketchup.
Nice. I'm excited for ketchup. These.
And on the back, it just says another level of sweet tangy crunch. And that's all we've got. My guess is that this has a strong tomato flavor. Beyond that, I have no clue, my friend. So let's get a whiff of the bag. Tell me what you smell.
Again, we've got a very, this is in the same family as the other two we've had.
Yeah,
that I would same say, hit of vinegar right on the nose.
I would say a little less, though, than some of the other ones. And I actually do get a little hint of like a tomato ketchup smell for what it's worth.
It's in there.
It's there. But I mean, ketchup doesn't really smell that much either. But
yeah.
Okay.
I have my eye on a particular chip that is very well coated. And
I've
got
the same.
That is the one I'm going to grab.
Look at this thing, Jared. It looks like maximum coatage.
Yeah.
Here maximum.
All right, here we go.
Oh, God, I don't know what to think of this. Oh, boy.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That is a ketchup. That is ketchup. That is, you took the bottle of Heinz and you just squirted it all
it's
over
like
your...
It's like dried ketchup on it.
Oh, my God.
I have to have one more.
At least. This one is not as coated. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jared, I'm going to let you speak first.
This is good.
Whoa!
This is kind of exactly what I wanted, which is just like a very solid ketchup flavor on a chip. I've always been curious about them because you can get like ketchup Lay's in Canada. And we've never gotten them here, at least not with regularity. Because I've always been kind of curious what a ketchup-flavored chip tastes like. And now I know.
Yeah.
And it is good. I like it. I want all three of these crunched up and put on a burger. That's what I really want.
I don't
want real
it,
condiments. I just want crushed up Doritos on a burger. I want to know what that's like. And I may have to make it happen.
You know what we're going to do before we leave this show? We are going to have 1 megabyte of all three of these together.
Yep.
That's going to be our thing.
Megabyte.
I'm going to write that down. Megabyte. Here's the thing, Jared. You are 100% right in the sense of it is exactly as advertised. It nails
more megabytes than you can handle.
Wow.
It nails the ketchup flavor, right? It is on point. You're not being fooled with anything other than ketchup flavor. And it even has a bit of like lingering spice on the tongue. I can still feel it, just a tiny, tiny bit. So it's so it's not just like ketchup. There's a little more to it. It's really sweet. It's a sweet chip almost.
It is a very sweet one. Yep.
So for me, that turns me off a little bit. And just the idea of a ketchup chip, like as a concept, it works as something that I would like to eat. I don't know, man.
Okay.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it a mild nope because I think it is successful in everything that they want to accomplish. It's just not for me. It's not my favorite. I'd rather have like an all dress chip, you know, that sort of mixes that ketchup and barbecue sauce and salt and vinegar. That's another mostly Canadian chip.
Yeah.
I like that a little bit better. The flavor profile is a bit more complex. This is very one note and simplistic. But it nails it. That being said, my mild nope and your strong dope, I think we know where we land on the score.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Scope dope.
Yeah. Just mild. Like, again, like it is successful as a ketchup chip. But I am excited to see ketchup, mustard, and pickle together. Do you want to do that now or do you want to do? Let's do that now.
Let's do that now.
Then we'll finish off with our last soda pop.
Assemble one perfect bite. All three here. And you don't want to go full chip because that's too much. You need to get like a small bit from each. There we got like a medium pickle there. Let's see if I can get a smaller
we got here?
You gave me a
I'm going to take a bite and then just not eat the whole thing. But here we go. It's right. a triple I stack.
I got a smaller one. Okay, there's my mustard bite. And then I got my eyes on a small ketchup. It's there we go. Oh, just a little bit on top. Okay.
All right. Okay. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Cheers, Jared. Look at us.
Here we go. Whoa. That is America. Oh, my God. Hell yeah. I can almost taste the beef.
The megabyte comes through, Jared.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Okay. If these come back, if some of these are seasonal or if they're available now, I don't know. I don't know what I mean. What is time? Time is a flat circle. It doesn't exist for anyone. It's a concept we created as humans. All I can say is that at some point in your life, you need to source yourself these three magic bags of flavor. The hot mustard. Is it hot mustard?
Yeah.
The hot mustard, the dill pickle, and the ketchup. And you need to experience the triple chip. Because that is living, folks.
The sum of its parts is greater than the individual. It is gestalt to the max.
Yep.
Like, it's perfect. Like, the spiciness of the hot mustard, which is not sweet, with the sweetness of the ketchup chip, and then that dill, like, it really works well together.
That was something.
That was good.
That was worth it. all of the effort to make this happen was worth it just to have that experience.
Wow. Well, I'm proud and honored that we shared that moment together.
Cross the internet. We made it happen.
Let's wrap it up with our final taste sensation of the night. This is one that I've been excited to try. It's right in my wheelhouse of everything I love. It's limited edition Sprite Chill. The coldest lemon lime flavored soda in the game, featuring a cherry lime taste and a unique cooling effect. So it's not just a cherry lime soda. It's
cleanse my palate.
Does it have mint? Like, what is going on it? I don't know, but I've literally saw it one time. Like I said, I've never seen it again. Let's see.
Okay.
Where we go with this. I'm cracking it open. You're cracking it open. Oh, I have high. Geez. Wow. That was a good one.
Okay, I'm getting cherry and lime on the nose.
I'm getting cherry and lime. And then there's also, like, I smell, like, a cooling effect, Jared. I smell it. There's a weird smell in there that is not cherry lime. Ooh, I don't know. You know what it smells like? A brand new 1979 Darth Vader action figure.
Really?
That's what it smells like to me. I'm not even lying to you.
Interesting.
The smell of a brand new Kenner action figure. Okay, my friend.
It's that vinyl cape.
That vinyl cape, baby. That's a
All right.
Lemon, lime, and vinyl. I mean, that is America too.
Here we go.
Down the hatch.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to talk.
Lay it on me.
The vinyl flavor is so strong. I don't know. It's because I had one of the things that kept us from doing the show, Jared, we both had COVID. My taste went away. And maybe my taste just doesn't come back normal. But this tastes like vinyl. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
It tastes. Huh. Once my brain is tuned in on that smell, I can taste it. I don't even. No way, man.
Really? Interesting.
No. Yeah, it is. There's something about that that is just gross. I don't get any of. I don't get Sprite. I don't get cherry. I don't get lime. It just is like upholstery. I don't know. Yeah, it's a strong note for me, but. You know, again, that could be other medical problems. I don't know.
So there is a little bit of a like this. I'm kind of waiting for this cooling sensation to hit. And it to me, it doesn't hit right away. Mm-hmm. But after like 30, 45 seconds, there's a bit of a like a kind of a minty linger that comes in. That kind of cools. I'm not a big fan of that aftertaste, to be honest. Like, I kind of like. To me, it hits very subtly up front. Like, I get lime, I get cherry, I'm actually not getting much lemon, which I typically would get a little more balance from a Sprite. And I'm not a fan of how it finishes, that sort of like late delivering chill with the kind of mint menthol kind of.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is for me. Like yeah. there is a menthol, like almost like an unnatural additive to it.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little bit more used to the smell. Like, by the way, I really want to like this. I so want to like
you,
it.
You love a Sprite.
But I mean, Sprite has a cherry. There's a cherry Sprite. It exists.
Yeah. And that's a bolder flavor.
Yeah. It's way better than this.
Hmm. Well, I think we have our answer.
Yeah. And I'm getting, I actually, to be fair, I am getting that cool flavor in my mouth. Like it does what it's advertised, but
yeah.
maybe that the way they accomplish that coolness is detrimental to the actual soda flavor itself.
Perhaps. Either way, not a winner.
All right, Jared, let's give it a recap. We're late at night. We're going to have tummy aches, but we don't care. We do it for the fans. Oreo mint, not successful, right? It's a dope. Nope. It could be any mint cookie. Yep. Sprite Freedom Fusion, that is the peach lemonade that's mostly peach. We both liked it. Tangy pickle, dope. Ketchup, split decision. You loved it. I didn't. The hot mustard Doritos, we both like that as well. But when you blend those three together, it's the magic chip. Maybe that's what they need to have, like the hamburger flavored chip. They mix all that stuff together. Boom.
But Shane, you have to buy three bags to get those sensations. Yeah.
Why am
they're not going to give it? They're not going to give you one bag with all of the magic.
I know.
Sprite, you got to have three bags.
Sprite chill. That's a nope from us. The Hostess Meltamores. It's a dope, but it's still a Hostess treat. Liberty Chill. That's a nope. That's the blue soda that's 50 flavors in one. Star Spangled. That is our berry, red berry flavored. You liked it. I didn't, but you're the aficionado of Mountain Dew, so it gets a dope.
Sure.
So making our final tally, we've got 6 dopes, only 3 nopes. So, hey, a good second half to our taste test.
Do we need to drink all of them at once?
If it were,
I'm going to say no.
If
it's
it were
okay.
A Friday night, my friend, or maybe a football game, I would say yes. But
I think we probably had our fill at this point.
Oh, my goodness. So, wow, Jared, what a journey we went on.
We did.
And it was enjoyable. We are back on the horse. We had fun. And we learned a little bit about ourselves, didn't we?
I think so.
I think
I
we
hope
did.
So.
I think
well,
we did.
Will we remember in the morning? Who knows?
Who knows? So let's take a breath. Wrap up 329, shall we?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
You're listening. You're listening. You're listening to The Scope. Under the Scope.
All right, my friends. This is your time to shine, bro.
Hey, ho, hey, ho, hip hop, hooray, ho, what's up with that? I don't know. Hey, guys, this is the part of the show where we tell you to call the voicemail line, 612-21-SCOPE, 612-217-2673. Remember how I said last episode that if you don't call it, they'll take it away from us? Please call. Let us know. How was your summer? Did you have a good summer? Did you get out? Did you see, like, America? Did you hit the road? Take in the sights. Maybe you just went to visit family. Maybe you just had a tragedy you had to deal with. You can tell us about that if you want. It's not necessarily what we're looking for, but if you need to get it off your shoulders and you just need to talk, the voicemail line's there. Tony Partington will take your call, and we may play it.
He just celebrated a birthday the other day, so he's mature and can handle these sorts of things.
612-21-SCOPE. That is 612-217-2673. You can also comment on our YouTube channel. This video will be up on the YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/thescopeshow. Also linked from our website at thescopeshow.com. You can watch us eat these snacks. You can see our reaction to the triple chip. We can play it back. There's a little keyboard button. You hit, like, I think it's like J or K, one of those, whatever. Maybe it's the left arrow. It just pops you back like 5-10 seconds. You can see us eat the triple chip and you'd be like, I want
to
see that again.
You need to call it by what it is. Megabyte.
The megabyte triple chip. They're both, the megabyte is better. We like megabyte better. We're going, Megabyte tested better in the focus group. We're going with Megabyte. I apologize for bringing back triple chip. Megabyte it is.
Some
if you want to revisit the Megabyte, you just back it up. YouTube.com/TheScopeShow. And if you want to support the show, remember, Patreon.com/TheScopeShow. Just, you know, click the button, pledge a little bit per episode. When we upload, we get paid from you. Back to you, Shane.
Wow, what a fantastic job, Jared. This has been an adventure. A taste adventure.
I got Dorito dust on my keyboard.
A friendship adventure.
Wow. Yeah.
It has been everything and more. And it's so great to be back in the studio with you. And I cannot wait to share this with the world. So fantastic job to you. Hats off to...
We'll see you again in another 8 months. No, it'll be sooner than that. We've got plans.
We're already collecting food for our next show. yeah, baby.
Hey, baby. Yeah. Anyway, maybe we'll get Adam involved on that one.
Absolutely. So, Jared, let's wrap it up. We got to go to bed.
Wrong screen. Here we go.
Tummy aches and everything. So for Jared, this is Shane. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with another episode. So until then, bye for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, ciao! Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope. Booyakasha. Booyakasha.